This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Russians have been attacking hospitals, schools, and buildings in Ukraine where people are taking shelter. This morning, new missile strikes and shelling in the area of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Kyiv's mayor, Vitaly Klitschko, surveyed the damage and said this is a war against civilians.
It's the war against civilians. I don't see military people here. It's no military base. It's just apartments. Apartments from civilians.
The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. The AP's Jackie Quinn on the attacks that targeted the Lviv area in western Ukraine.
Lviv's mayor says they've hit a military aircraft repair facility and a bus repair operation. A nearby resident says his building vibrated from the explosions and people panicked. In the northeast city of Kharkiv, at least 21 people were killed when Russian artillery destroyed a school and a community center. Early morning barrages also hit on the northern edges of Kyiv. At least one person there killed by shelling. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Both Ukraine and Russia this week reported some progress in negotiations. The U.S. has been warning China that giving Russia any help in its war in Ukraine would bring consequences. President Biden and China's Xi Jinping were meeting this morning to talk about that, among other things. A Florida bridge tender who raised a drawbridge as a woman walked across it has been charged with manslaughter in the woman's death, say police. The bridge tender said she didn't see the woman, though she says she checked several times. Low humidity and gusty winds are fueling wildfires in Texas, burning homes and forcing residents to run to safety. Several wildfires are burning near Eastland. That's about 120 miles west of Dallas. No reports of injuries. This is AP News. Now, the spring weather report.
Government forecasters expect a hot spring and deepening drought. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is forecasting hotter than normal weather for the majority of U.S. states in April, May, and June. The government's spring outlook calls for wetter weather around the Great Lakes, but less flooding overall, and a continued dry spell for the West. John Gottschalk with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center says 60% of the nation is in some form of drought already. In California, three-year rain and snow levels will likely reach the lowest on record since 1922. At the Department of Agriculture, meteorologists say producers will have some tough decisions about what to grow and what to keep alive. NOAA's climate scientists attribute the warming trend to La Nina, a natural periodic cooling in the Central Pacific, and climate change. Jennifer King, Washington.
It's another trucker's convoy, this time in Spain. A trucker's strike over high gas prices, among other things. Thousands of police cars escorted the truckers along the country's highways. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.